census and will instead order all government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. AP Sagar Magani.
The president's now keeping the effort in-house, ordering every federal department and agency to provide records about how many citizens and non-citizens are in the country.
We will leave no stone unturned.
While he says it's vital to know how many citizens are here for various reasons, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's obvious the president has just one reason.
To intimidate minorities, particularly Latinos.
Democrats argue the GOP simply looking to undercount populations in urban areas where they're typically favored and shift power to more rural Republican strongholds. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued already. SAP's Rita Foley reports the operation comes 3 weeks after U.S. President Donald Trump promised to start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the United States. Again, AP's Rita Foley.
The government's targeting those who've been given final orders to leave the country. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli.
There's approximately 1 million people in this country with removal orders. Of course, that isn't what ICE will go after in this, but that's the pool of people who've been all the way through the due process chain.
The raids are expected in 10 big cities. Activists are circulating information about hotlines that immigrants can call. Rita Foley, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A hurricane warning has been issued as Tropical Storm Barry churns its way toward the U.S. Gulf Coast and threatens millions of residents as it could become the first.